It is the first week in April, and this is your Minority Sports Report. As always, I'm Julian, joined by Big Black.
What up, everybody?
We got a lot to talk about after our brief hiatus, what with finals and
everything in life and stuff.
Life, but opening day was today.
Badass videos.
Yeah. Plug.
Opening day started today.
And I will say this, I don't think any other sport does opening day better than baseball.
That's pretty cool.
If you, whether you're in Boston or Denver or Tampa or New York, I think
it's Albuquerque's.
Maybe not Albuquerque so much. They don't have a team. I mean, they have like a AAA team.
Okay.
But
what about like Yellowstone?
No.
They don't have like an opening day?
Yellowstone?
They have a baseball team.
the Yogi Bears?
Yeah, the Wildcats. No, sir. I'm just kidding. All right, let me stop. But yeah, opening day.
It's
nice. It's very nice.
I think MLB, they still do that well. They still, I don't think any kickoff is quite like baseball season. Hope springs eternal and all those cliches. But some funny stories from opening day. The Mets, when they took the field, without a first baseman because they're the Mets, and that's what they do.
Oh, the Mets.
So the game was delayed briefly while they found their first baseman.
It's so fucking crazy.
But yeah, the Rockies got smoked by the mighty, mighty Miami Marlins, 10-1.
Yeah, that's a beating.
That is a beating in Southern Florida there. But yeah, I mean, you know, as a baseball fan, I'm happy. Elliot's not here to really wax poetic about it.
Yeah, we got to get him back in here.
Yeah, definitely. What with baseball season getting underway. But as of now, you know, 50% of the teams are winners, 50% of the teams are losers, and we got a lot of baseball to play.
Yeah, Red Sox lost 2-1 to the Baltimore Orioles.
But as a new baseball season dawns, I'm kind of thinking about maybe picking another team to root for.
You should.
Because as the Rockies do have a sweet-ass party deck.
Party, party!
Because look, let's be real. A World Series win, that lasts 1 year.
One year.
And then it's done. And then somebody else is World Series champion.
Yep.
But a party deck? That lasts a lifetime.
Lifetime, baby.
That is my man. That is a lifetime thing.
That'll last way longer than the precious stones that come in your World Series.
Yeah.
Way.
It means way more. And to me as a fan, it means way more. Because it's just, you know.
You know, you don't get a ring.
I don't get a ring.
No. We get a fucking party deck.
Yeah. There might be a pool up there. I'm not sure. You know, but it's a possibility. Oh, man. It's sweet. Sure, you might not be able to, like, sit down for the duration of the game, but, you know, there'll be drinks a-flowing.
Plenty.
And I'm sure if it ever gets to October, that party deck's gonna be real nice in that Colorado air.
I know, like, a part-time party deck. It's awesome.
But yeah, hope springs eternal, and for some people, I am, I don't know.
Yeah, you should just...
I'm very apathetic towards my team, and
you should just join Red Sox Nation.
I should.
Just join the goddamn bandwagon.
For one season. For one day. You know what?
Okay. And they'll lose this season, so it's not like, you know, it's not like you'll be like, yeah, because I knew they were going to win.
No, okay, all right. For this season, I'll be a Red Sox fan.
Oh, that's terrible. That's awesome.
Go Sox!
Then that means I have to do something.
I'll be like, John, did you watch that game, man? It was nuts.
I certainly did not.
Oh, I DVR'd it, man. And that's the thing, is if I'm a Red Sox fan, I can watch their games on, like, ESPN and network
that's
TV.
True. You totally can.
I can't do that as a Rockies fan.
That's true, man.
Except for maybe sometimes, like... Sometimes when they play the Dodgers, they'll give them, like, the Saturday afternoon game in the middle of July.
Dodgers. Oh, man. But yeah, but baseball's here, everybody.
Baseball's here, and for once, the Yankees did not spend the most. Dodgers did.
The Dodgers.
Dodgers, yeah, so...
They got all that TV money.
They got a lot of money. Billions.
Yeah. B for boy.
If they don't win the pennant, I mean, that's a disappointment, right?
Hell yeah, man. There's way too much money going on around those parts. Way too much money. I want to keep it on baseball. This has nothing to do with baseball, but it has something to do with baseball. There's an article and a chart stating how much it costs to get to have a proposal at stadium. It's pretty intense.
Coors Field, only $50. $50 gets you on the, like, I think he gets you on like the mega, the Jumbotron.
All right, so the Blue Jays, the Angels, the Royals, the Orioles, and the Mets don't do it, but the prices range
because the Mets would screw it up.
But the prices range from $39 to $2,500. What? Now, guess I'm just like, where do you think? Do you have it open?
No, I don't have it open. Okay. Okay, I'll guess. I'm gonna say Dodgers.
Yeah.
Dodgers, okay. Angels.
For what?
For 20. I'm guessing just highest teams, 2,500.
Okay. No, I will tell you, you got the Dodgers. The Dodgers are sitting at the top by themselves at 25.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So then it's a little. The Angels don't do it.
The Angels don't. Oh, no. Sorry. That's right. You said that. I gotta imagine.
Okay, I'll just tell you this much. The next closest one is $1,500.
$1,500.
Yeah.
Yankees.
You are way off.
Yankees. How much does it cost to do the Yankees?
I'm not gonna tell you yet. It's surprisingly cheap. I'll just tell you that.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Like what parts? Arizona.
No. Arizona is $250.
$250. Yeah.
Like I said, we're at $1,500 right now. We're shooting for
the Mariners.
No, the Mariners, but they're at $500. No. Sorry, that's the Marlins. My bad. Where are the Mariners at? God damn it. Crap balls.
The Marlins.
$115. They're at $115. The Marlins are at $500.
$500? You can't even get people to the goddamn games. You're charging them $500 to propose? Whatever.
All right. You will never guess it. You'll never guess it.
Toronto.
No. What is Toronto at?
Oh, no. They didn't offer it, didn't they?
Toronto is the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Like, they don't offer it.
You, I don't know. Fucking just tell me.
The Nationals.
The Nationals. Oh.
Yeah. The Nationals, and then after 1500, it's 500 with, like, we've got the Marlins, Cardinals, Tampa Bay.
Cardinals, Astros. 500, that makes sense.
450 for the Phillies, 400 for the Indians, okay? Red Sox, 350. Diamondbacks and Brewers, 250. The Rangers and the Rangers is 200, wow. The Twins are 209. Let's get that right, everybody. 209.
Yeah, what the hell?
175 for the Cubs and the fucking Giants. Alright, 100 for the Yankees, 115 for the Mariners, 75 for the Tigers.
I can't believe the Yankees are $100.
$100, yeah.
Well, they don't need the fucking money.
No, but still, you would think it'd be a lot more,
yeah,
being in Yankee Stadium, being in New York.
You gotta be able to get some. I hope the Dodgers fans like get to go onto the field or something like that. $2,500?
Yeah. And then, what was it? The Athletics, the Whites are 85. The Padres and White Sox are 55. Then we have the Rockies, the Braves, and the Reds at 50. And we have the Lowly Pirates at $39.
Hey, the Pirates made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, but like, yo, 2,500, 1,500, 500, 350, 200s, and then like 50s. Like, that is fucking nuts, yo. I would not.
Hold on one
second. LA, man, it's crazy, dude. You
Dodgers.
Oh, wait. Okay. Hold on. Reading the fine print here. All proceeds go to charity. That's still a lot of damn money.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's still a lot of fucking. $2,500.
I'm just trying to see, like, if you get something with it.
He probably gets a goal on the field.
You can pop the question. So you get on the scoreboard, but you could just pay $75 and your proposal will be displayed on the board.
Ah, okay. So there's a cheaper alternative.
Yeah, but still, $2,500 just to get on the goddamn board?
Yeah, that's a lot of
fun. Like, the picture money, they have for the story is like...
Yeah, the picture is like someone on the field.
Yeah, it's like a soldier, though.
Oh, that's and what it's, it is.
You know.
Okay, yeah.
Nobody's going to be like, oh, don't let him on the field. But, oh man, that is nuts.
You know what else is a thing that we're not going to talk about that a lot of people love? Monday Night Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you love wrestling, God bless you, all power to you. But, I mean, come on, we're not 13 years old anymore. And it's like, it's fun to watch, but
we're not going to talk about it. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's a thing. It exists.
And it's, yeah.
I used to love it. Now it's just like, oh, wrestling's on. And we're talking about it after I said we're not going to talk about it.
But that's
okay. Yeah. Did you want to keep it in baseball? Because honestly, what else are we going to talk about?
Well, in my opinion. We hit the major points.
Cool. Now, basketball.
Basketball.
The Celtics lost to the Bulls today.
Nuggets lost to the
80-94
Grizzlies. Which, it was in the 90s. I don't really care to look up the score.
Which brings the Celtics to a lovely 23-51 on the season.
But the Sixers, I think they won tonight.
Ugh, it's so bad, man.
Well, they didn't set the record for the most losing games lost in a row.
Thank God, because wasn't it that already their own record?
Yeah, they hit 26, and they would have, if they had lost the next game, they tied the record, but they didn't break the record.
Those motherfuckers, man.
They've won 27 games.
So it's a losing day for Boston. It's all good.
Milwaukee has won 14 games.
Ooh, man. And again, there's no guarantee.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was looking at Detroit. Philly has only won 16 games.
Ooh, fuck Philly, man. That's bad.
That's awful, man. But this is again, us just going about the lack of competition within the NBA.
Yeah, as of right now.
And the shitty product.
Which is good because...
Well, let's see.
The new guy is making the rules transparent. He's releasing the memos to the public. So you can go on NBA.com with the new commissioner and see examples of rules for the first time ever with hyperlinks. So it'll show you a blocking foul, what's legal and what's not legal. So basically GIFs, and for the rest of the world, GIFs of, you know, it's teaching, it's showing you basketball for the first time ever.
Yeah, because I mean, like, I watch basketball, but I don't understand what basketball fouls are.
Yeah, like, so it's like, there's a lot of shit where it's like, you know, the referees have to look out for this. They're releasing that to the public, so therefore, you know, we can be informed as well. And it's like, you know, by default, it makes you step your product up because everybody knows the rules and what they're looking for.
People who watch football know what...
For the most part, you know the rules, man.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I can tell what holding is. I can tell what, you know... There are some, you know, everybody has calls that, you know, I wouldn't call that. I would have called that bullshit. But that's different.
But yeah, that's just to be human.
But it's at the same time, it's like, you know, I understand what icing is finally after it was explained to me. But you know, it's just, I don't know. Let's hope they step their game up because this, you know, the people of Philadelphia deserve better. The people of Milwaukee deserve better.
Everybody deserves better, man.
You know, the people of Denver deserve better.
Everybody.
Because, you know, there's a way to make your team competitive, and the NBA is not doing that. But the playoffs are basically set, and we'll be talking about those
for the next 2.5, 3, 7 months.
Because they'll play 2 games and then take 3 days off.
Yep. Ugh, so fucking retarded.
I don't... So many complaints about your products, NBA. So many complaints.
Yeah, I get your shit together.
But, yeah, and, all right. But we should talk about the NCAA Final Four, which is happening this weekend, which will wrapped up, or either, I think happen either the night we do this or we'll have wrapped up. But the Final Four is, what, Kentucky, Florida, NCAA.
I don't know, man. I don't fucking care.
But anyway, what I really want to talk about is something I want, a new segment called Faking It.
Faking It.
In which people
you fake who, it till you make it, baby.
Yeah. To give you a little bit of knowledge on how to fake your way through sports conversations with people who know what they're talking about.
Yeah, someone like me. Exactly. This works for me.
So here's what you do. For our example, we'll take it from the NCAA bracket. I haven't filled out a bracket since college. Shh. Because quite frankly, I just don't much care for collegiate sports. It's not anything against it. It's just I prefer professional.
That's your thing. Awesome. It's not my thing.
Yeah. But I can bullshit with the best of them when it comes to brackets. Here's what you do. You find out who the four favorites are in whatever divisions there are in the four regions. You pick one. You say that's who you got winning overall. So this year, Florida was the favorite. I said, I told everyone, oh yeah, I got Florida to take it all. And that automatically gives you something. The person will be like, oh, okay, well, I have blah, 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 blah. And mostly they'll talk themselves out and you can just be like, yeah, well, you know, I'm just keeping my eye out on that. If you really want to sound knowledgeable, pick a mid-major and say that they're your dark horse.
What is a mid-major?
Mid-major is going to be a school like Wichita State, Gonzaga.
You some shit you never heard of.
Yeah, basically a school you may not have heard of or like your friend went to, you know.
Okay.
And you know is like a small liberal arts Midwestern school. They're almost always from the Midwest. But yeah, and then on the, hey, you might even pick right and they might get into the Final Four and you can be like, yeah, I called that. And people will think you are a goddamn genius.
Yep.
But that's how you fake your way through an NBA bracket or an NCAA bracket.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, I had Duke, man. Just, yeah, man. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I know. You know, yeah. just smile and nod.
Yeah, because if like you had Duke this year, people would be like, oh, man, Duke. And you just have to follow that one team. Pay attention to how that one team is doing. If they get knocked out early, you can just be like, oh, shit, man, my back bracket's fucking busted. I had blank winning it all, so it doesn't even fucking matter now. Yep.
And if you get caught up, just be like, oh, man, I've been so busy. I didn't even realize they played. Blah, blah, blah. People don't really care.
Yeah.
Once you just say...
But you'll sound smart. Yeah. They'll think you know what you're talking about.
Or you can just be like, I'm not into sports.
And be that guy.
But why would you be listening to this if you didn't really care about having some kind of sports knowledge or being entertained? Are you not entertained? Hey, yo, it's your boy Hope. Turn me up. You remember that shit?
I do.
It was so good.
That was a good album.
So goddamn good.
We have no Oscar Pretorius news because the goddamn trial's been delayed.
Yeah.
Until April 7th because the legal expert got sick. So I guess the whole thing has to come to like a stop, which is, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
South African justice, man.
Yeah, I know because I'm like, wouldn't. Like, if the judge got sick, wouldn't they just, like, have another judge fill in?
It's not even the judge. It's, like, one of his, like, research assistants.
I don't know. That's crazy.
But, I mean, I guess the prosecution has rested its case. I thought they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, we need more time. I'm sick.
Yeah, so the defense, they'll build their case more, and I don't know. I'm fairly sure they'll return a guilty verdict.
Yeah, because it's...
They put up a pretty good case. They had several witnesses describing a woman screaming before the shots were fired.
Yeah.
And the way they described the way she died, she would have had to have screamed.
Yeah, she was alive before she got hit.
She didn't die instantly. Yeah. She got shot in the hip first. and then she got hit in the head. So she would have had time to scream.
Yeah, it's like, ugh. He's going down, down.
Because, yeah, she was standing when she got hit in the hip, and then she fell to the ground, and then she got hit in the head as she fell to the ground.
Fell down to the ground.
And her arms were over her face.
Yeah.
In a defensive position.
Yeah, she's... ugh. He murdered her. He murdered her.
Yep, he lost his shit and murdered her. That doesn't also... yeah, I forgot to also mention the massive amount... or, like, the text messages where she's like, I'm afraid of you sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's but...
he's done.
Yeah. It was a... it's probably over for Mr. Blade Runner.
probably
over, but who knows? Maybe they'll call it a surprise witness for us.
The manufacturer of his blades.
But
yeah. There was something else, maybe. Possibly. Follow us on Twitter.
I guess not.
At TMS. No, you can still follow us. I don't know. TMS report.
No, I know, but I thought we were going to talk about something else.
Oh, we probably are. I was just trying to give Bias some time. It is pretty fucking late.
Yeah.
We did get to a late, really late start, later than normal.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you how late, because why do you care?
Let's just say it switched over months.
It is no longer March. I woke up and it was March. It ain't March anymore.
But yeah, so we're cutting out a little early this week. But yeah, follow us on Twitter at TMS Report or at Julian C. Mitchell or at the Beatnik 13.
Yep, 13 Eat Nick.
Yep.
Yeah. So the joke's on you, suckers. Happy Short Podcast, April Fools.
Well, Mr. Burns had done it. The power plant had won it, with Roger Clemens clucking all the while. Mike Socia's tragic illness made us smile, while Wade Boggs lay unconscious on the barroom tile. We're talking softball, from Maine to San Diego, talking softball. Mattingly and Canseco, Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw, Steve Sachs and his running with the ball. We're talking Homer, Ozzie and the Straw. We're talking softball, from Maine to San Diego. Talking softball, Mattingly and Canseco, Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw, Steve Sachs and his running with the law. We're talking Homer, Ozzie and the Straw.